Hey guys.
Hey everyone, this is Franklin and
Myra.
And this is the Weekly Chisme.
Episode number two.
Yes, thank you guys for being super supportive. We really appreciate it. We got so many messages on Instagram.
So much love out there, guys. Thank you.
So much love.
Lots of love. On it.
I really appreciate it. I know Myra and I have been like nonstop like talking about it, and we really are thankful for every single person who's taken the time and listening to our podcast and hopefully enjoying it. So stay tuned. We actually have, Myra, who do we have this upcoming podcast?
Well, we decided to do things a little different this week. So we're not going to have any topics this week, unfortunately. We don't have any chisme, but we... Due to everything that's going on, due to the quarantine, we decided to reach out to a couple friends, a couple friends that we know that live either in the state, live out of state, and we just decided to check in with everyone and see how they're doing and how they're experiencing all of this.
Right, and make sure you stay tuned till the end because we have a musical... Yes, at the end.
Yeah, so you want to stay tuned and just listen to the end.
This it gets week's really
episode,
funny.
Yeah, this week's episode is a little longer than the week before, but like I said, it's...
Trust me, guys, you guys are going to enjoy
this one. You're going to
enjoy.
All right.
And again, thank you, Anchor, for sponsoring this segment. You'll hear a little sponsorship at the end. Thanks again.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Who are you?
My name
Who are we speaking with?
You are speaking with Brian Ernesto Menjivar.
Wow.
Brian so Ernesto fancy. Mejia Menjivar.
Ooh, hyphen.
Of course.
What city and state are you in?
I am currently in Harlem, in New York City.
How's the weather out there right now?
It's been weird because today, and I would say like 3 days ago, and then maybe 6 days before that, it's been rainy and shitty. And then every other day, it's been really nice and sunny.
Yeah.
So it's like going back and forth between spring and fall.
It's like apocalypse weather, bro.
Right?
Like, oh my God. What is happening?
Like, I'm getting ready to just kill and savage and, you know, get
life. For real? You're preparing to roast. Like, what is happening?
Right. Well, let's get deep into it. So
get deep into it.
When did you begin your quarantine and how long have you been in it so far?
So I would say, like, about 2 weeks ago, it was supposed to be the official quarantine, but okay. I started, like, the day after because I still went to work that day.
Yeah, and how was that? Like, are people freaking out? Because I almost feel like LA people have been relaxed about the situation.
Yeah, it's only been crazier here because we have no space, in a sense. Mm-hmm. So people don't have backyards. They can't just, like, go outside. If they go outside, it's to go to the store. So for here, people are not following the rules as much. And it's kind of been annoying. And they're not looking out for what they need to be prioritizing. They're making it more like, I'm going crazy. I need to go out of this room.
Oh
yeah.
No. So how are you feeling given that you have, you know, like you're restricted and, you know, doing your normal daily things and stuff like that?
I've definitely gained a lot of weight because I've been cooking more.
I mean,
come on.
I mean, who has it?
That's true.
I feel for me, it's gotten me a little bit stir crazy just because I am the only one in my apartment complex right now who doesn't have a job. So I have nothing. I got laid off servers. And even if I was on a show right now, I would have got laid off because you can't be in a, like, it's just everything that I'm able to do or looking like work wise, I can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
well, tell us, let's go into that. Like, what do you do? What do you do?
I'm a performer.
What are your talents?
I'm a
what are your many talents?
Singer, dancer, actor, performer. I'm also a bartender. I am also an artist. I do a lot of things here.
Make
and there.
Me a drink.
Bitch, I will.
Did your bar close down?
Yeah, pretty much everything. Damn. Everything that I mean, like, because I work for more mom and pop places as opposed to corporate. So
they can't survive
as much. And being in New York City where it's literally a market for mom and pops because everything is like home owned or so forth, it's hard to stay with the job.
Right.
Yeah.
And so having your family, you know, kind of be over across here. The country.
Yeah.
In California, how is that going? Are you communicating with them more?
FaceTiming, like, how are you guys connecting?
I don't really talk to anybody. That's the thing. Like, I talk to my mom and I called her more. I don't know. I feel that this whole pandemic and epidemic and this scares is making people really reach out to people they've never talked to. So right. For me, it's not really changed much. I mean, but I have been reaching out to like my brothers more now.
Yeah.
But yeah, being so far away from my family, it kind of sucks.
You mentioned that you now have like all this extra time. What are you doing? Have you found
to fill that time?
Like a creative outlet. Are you doing anything different
now
that you're at home all the time?
I've tried to. It's very difficult because I don't want to sometimes wake up. Like I just want to stay in bed sleeping.
Yeah.
Not in a negative connotation of like, oh my God, I want to kill myself. No.
I know. Should I be worried?
No.
It's just like, I'll be in bed.
Send help.
I'll be in bed and I'll just be thinking to myself, oh, well, I could just watch another season of like Mad Men or whatever. Like, I don't have to get out of bed.
Oh, man.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's one of those things, like, you can just be like, let me just easily just binge like 15 episodes right now. Like,
yeah, just one extra episode. Just one extra episode. I'll be fine.
Just one extra episode. Yeah.
Turns into like 5 seasons later and I'm just down the rabbit hole.
Jeez.
2 days later and you forget what time, what date it is. It's so bad.
It so is.
It's been really hard. I don't know if you know, but like here, even in California, in Los Angeles specifically, it just seems like we were told that like coronavirus was coming. We kind of got a warning. Then we heard from Trump, obviously, as we all did, that it wasn't such a huge problem. Like it was just going to pass on by. But the reality is that now everything's shut down. You know, I just heard that New York's death toll went up today, I think by doubled. And I'm like, what?
Are you serious?
Yeah. And so it's crazy because like you're in New York and I feel like there's a lot of anxiety right now around the world and specifically in like these cities that are being targeted, you know, obviously where coronavirus is hitting really hard. And I can't imagine being in a city like New York. I've never been to New York, but like when you mentioned like people feeling claustrophobic, like that's one of the reasons why I kind of haven't gone to New York. Because
it's pretty intense. Like,
no, because I have like this like anxiety of like being in close quarters. And so like, I don't know, I can't imagine like how people are feeling right now.
Yeah.
And like, I didn't even know that mostly people didn't have like backyards over there. I thought it was that's crazy.
I mean, that's the thing, we have the park, but it's just, you don't want to go out there.
Yeah. Unless you're 6 feet apart.
Yeah. I mean,
I actually saw like videos like online, like people like walking the streets of New York that were just holding like freaking long poles to keep their distances from people. I was like, oh shoot. Like, I mean, like that's been smart.
My only thing with this whole situation is like, I get it. It is an epidemic and we should be cautious, but people are just not understanding that it's basic hygiene rules.
Oh yeah. Right.
Don't
no,
touch your face.
Sure.
If you go outside, make sure you wash your hands when you come back in, you know? Like, that's what's annoying. It's just, it's the simplest thing.
So have you gone grocery shopping out in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, and how's that? How are people dealing with it? Are people actually following the restrictions and rules of like staying 6 feet apart and all that?
No, but maybe they do limit the amount of people inside the stores.
Yeah, so they're doing the same thing here.
Yeah, there's lines outside. Aside from that, people are just, I don't understand what is this whole toilet paper thing.
I don't either. I'm trying to figure that out still.
Every time I go to the grocery store, I go past the paper towel section.
Me too.
It's always empty. And I'm like, have you never heard of like a bidet or
apparently bidet sales went up, but I mean
it saves money.
Yeah, right? No, that's really
just
true.
Jump in the shower and do it, you know?
Exactly. Just jump in the shower right after.
Just little hacks here and there to do it, you know?
Just to
get a water bottle.
Ew!
Yeah, but like, I also saw like this viral video or like viral videos that are going around on Facebook that like, I guess everyone's applauding at 7 o'clock at night in New York.
That is
what is that?
So it's the shift between hospitals for doctors and nurses to go home. Oh, wow. I actually did not even know that until one day I had my window open. I'm like, what is this clapping for?
Oh, so you haven't been clapping, Brian?
Wow, Brian.
I'm in the back of my apartment complex. Nobody's going to hear me.
Look, they'll hear you in spirit. I think you should clap.
But no, I saw that same thing too. And I think they're doing it like in London too. I thought that was really interesting.
It's so funny that you brought that up though, because my friend who is another bartender, she and her group of friends started the shaking challenge. Where at 7 o'clock they take out a shaker and they mix a drink like in honor of medical staff. Saying like we got a drink for
you. I like that.
It's really sweet.
Yeah. Aww.
I think we need to start it.
I think you should start that challenge there.
I will start that. I just need to get a shaker because I don't own one. But right. Top of my list. It was so good
appreciate
talking
the
to
time.
You.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you
and,
for
like,
joining us.
Yeah, this was nice.
We really wanted to get an insight of what was going on in New York, and you definitely filled it in, and I appreciate that.
No problem. I hope to see you guys when I come home soon, if I ever get to come home.
Yes, please.
Yes.
I know, please. When are we going to fly? I feel like 2020 is canceled.
I think hope just not.
Just the first act.
Yeah, just the first half. Let's just say the first half.
Let's catch up in June and see where we're
at. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's do it. All right, Brian. Bye.
All right,
bye.
Brian. Bye. We love you. Guys. Take care.
Love you too. Bye.
Hello, hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going. How are you guys doing?
Great. Yay. Happy Friday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So we can start off by introducing you. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Corinne Bistarkey. I am from, currently living in Beaumont, Texas, which is about as southeast of Texas as you can get.
Nice.
Yeah. And just so because, you know, I want to get personable with everyone, I want to let everyone know that I met Corinne at Chico State. We were under the same major in health administration. Can you tell everyone how that went for both of us?
It went great for you.
No,
it was awesome. I really did love our major, and I felt like Chico was a lot of fun. It was a great chapter of my life. As far as after graduation, though, you know, the major gets complicated.
Oh, are you kidding me? Yes. Like, I think anyone who's graduated under health administration or public health, like, no one really knows what they're going to do after we graduate.
Exactly.
Like, seriously, you can become a million different things and it's never focused. And I'm like, what? Exactly. Like, I know a lot of people that graduated under a public health major, they all became nurses. And I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Wait, from your class?
Yeah, from our class at
Chico
State.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. I started out as a nursing major and then I was like, this is hard. I'm just going to be health administration.
Good for you, though. It's never too late to change, though, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. And Corinne, this is my friend Myra. We co-host since high school.
Hello. Nice to meet you on the air.
Nice to meet you.
And just obviously, as you guys all know, we started this podcast and we wanted to bring people from all over the country just to give us an idea of what's going on and how their city is doing.
And how everyone's experiencing this quarantine.
So Corinne, tell us a little bit about your experience in Texas and specifically for your city. How's everyone doing?
So specifically in Beaumont, we only got a stay-at-home order about a couple days ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the governor of Texas actually really left it up to the cities, and only the major cities were the ones to really, at that time, take it seriously and say, okay, everyone needs to stay at home, essential or non-essential, we're going to shut down. Whereas my town, we don't have a lot of people, so we kept the quote unquote essential businesses open.
Yeah.
You know, I'm working at Chipotle currently. They help with tuition reimbursing on master's degrees. So So going through there, and I'm considered an essential worker. So I go to work like usual. However, my boyfriend works for Lamar University, which is a big university in Beaumont, Texas, and he is with the athletic training department. And
congrats to him.
Yeah, congrats to him. His job as a non-essential worker, that's where I see it the most get affected. Huh. These students got sent home. You know, the dorms are too dangerous. Mm-hmm. The athletes working out now is too dangerous. And wow. So a lot of people in his profession are really left up to, what do we do now? What are we going to do when graduate as far as jobs? There might not be college football because no one's free training. Those non-essential workers we're seeing in Beaumont, a lot of people, their lives are just getting rocked.
No, yeah. I mean, that's totally hard to hear because, as we'll cover later on, a lot of people are getting laid off. They're providing the relief checks. But even with the relief checks, like, that's not enough to live off for 3 months if we're on this quarantine for 3 months. Like, that's not, it's not ideal.
It's not going to be helpful for a lot of people, of course.
Yeah, I don't know. In Beaumont, maybe. But in LA, I can tell you for sure, definitely not.
Yeah.
That check may be like half of rent for you guys.
Right. Have you been to the Valley any, like, recently or at all this past year?
This past year?
Because I know that you, no. I know your boyfriend has family in the Valley, right?
Before, I think the year before we went, and his mom lives in Chatsworth. Not sure if you guys are familiar with there, but...
Oh, totally familiar.
We're, not too far.
Yeah, and she got sent home. She's working from home. They got quarantined and everyone's kind of silently going crazy, which I'm sure that's the whole country.
The whole world.
Yes, exactly.
So, Corinne, so you said that you guys, the state of order was just called a couple days ago. So, for you, like, has anything drastic changed for you? I mean, I know you mentioned that you're still working, but is there any little things that drastically changed for you?
For us, it was, as you know, like, working at Chipotle, usually packed. Usually the line is out the door and we're just going. And lately it's been maybe, you know, 10 or 12 customers per hour. And then we get just slammed with online orders. So shout out to those who are doing DoorDash, Postmates, Uber Eats.
Yeah, shout out. Yeah.
They're making it work for us, because without them, we wouldn't be able to have half the volume of clientele that we have.
How long do you think this is going to go for? Do you think it's going to go for a month or two, or do you think it's going to go on for months? Because I think everyone has kind of a different perspective and idea about it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. For here, I don't think it's going to go as long. I've noticed people around here don't really, you know, care too much about what the government has to say about things.
Right.
They kind
of you guys are the rebels.
Yeah, they just kind of, you know, they're all for small government around here. So they kind of just take it in their own way. But, you know, I have a mother who's in New York right now. She's an RN at St. Petersburg Hospital next to Albany.
Wow.
And for them, it's a completely different experience. So I'm kind of grateful for the fact that there's not too many people here. And for the most part, it was the college kids that made up a lot of our population, and they're all home doing online classes. So for me, I feel like Texas is going to, you know, go back out, do our own thing, but kind of keep the social distancing in the back of our minds, where I feel like more populated areas are definitely, that's going to be in the forefront of their brain, is just, how can I not contract this deadly disease from just going out and getting groceries or just going down the street?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's really scary. And I know you just mentioned your mom, and like, how are you staying connected with friends, family? Are you reaching out more?
Virtual now?
Definitely. I have a lot of people reaching out to me just because they know that, you know.
Including myself.
Yeah. Because, you know, I have an immune system that isn't that great. And Franklin and I went to school with a female, Megan. And she doesn't have the best lungs. And I reached out to her because it was recently her birthday. But people with her condition really, like, are in the forefront of my brain, just thinking about how scary it must be that, you know, in just everyday life, they can't breathe. So what it must be like to be in fear.
It's scary. We don't know who's compromised. You know, people are walking around and they can contract the disease if they're not being safe at any place in the world. And even just grocery shopping. And I mentioned this in episode one, but the local grocery store around here, some people tested positive. And so it is really scary. And even just going out now, we're wearing gloves out here.
Yeah.
Are you wearing gloves and masks out there? Because now it's an order here in LA.
Yeah, it's an order for everyone.
No
now.
Way. No.
Yeah.
Yes. No. We're all walking.
It went into
I swear.
Effect actually yesterday. Our mayor, Mayor Garcetti, he does briefings every day. And he was like, starting today, mind you, yesterday, he's like, everybody, anyone going out has to have their face covered, either if it's like a bandana, a homemade mask, like anything. Like, he's requiring everybody not to be all covered up over here.
So it feels weird, but when I go grocery shopping now, because I just went recently, it feels like I'm in a music video because everyone's wearing a mask and everyone's wearing gloves. Like, I'm like, I don't know what crazy song this is, but it feels like I'm in a music video.
Definitely a Lady Gaga music video. But yeah, no, I definitely feel that. I actually had a friend go to Whole Foods in LA, and he brought his own bags, which usually, you know, you get like 10 cents off. And they actually kicked him out of Whole Foods for bringing his own bags. Yeah, in LA.
Whoa. I can see that happen. Yeah, I can totally see that happen.
That's so weird.
Yeah, so, I mean, everything flipped.
So what would you say is something you miss the most from regular life? Has anything changed drastically, but do you miss doing regular things, or has nothing been impacted?
Like normal routine? Oh my gosh. I wouldn't say normal routine for this answer, but definitely going out to the bars, like having, just having a casual drink, having the ability just to walk into Starbucks, see my favorite barista and ask them how their day's going, you know? And seeing people's facial expressions when I serve them, that's definitely something I miss, because, I mean, there's a lot of people that I had as regulars at my job, or regulars at, you know, my common places I would hit every day, like my sandwich shop, my coffee shop. And now I feel so out of touch with the people that...
I know, and I can totally see that with you, because first of all, guys, Corinne is very personable. Like, she can make friends with anyone. We would be sitting in class and she would probably just sit there and be like, hey, what are you doing? Like, she would make friends like so quick. But that's so interesting. And I really do appreciate the fact that you took the time so last minute to kind of give us an insight in what's going on in Texas. And Myra and I have actually talked about visiting Texas someday. Well, you have family out there, right, Myra?
Yeah, I actually have family in El Paso. I was actually just in Houston in November. So I've had my fair share with Texas, but I want to explore more of Texas. Maybe we can go visit her.
Maybe.
When we can travel again. So,
right, Corinne, you know, if we ever get out of this, you know, quarantine.
We will.
If you're ever visiting in LA, like, hit us up. We'll have you down here for a drink.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Or two.
or two. Yeah, well, keep in touch. It was really great catching up. I miss our college days. We had so much fun just cracking up all the time with Megan and Marcus. Like, it was just the it group. It and Mila, and all of us in that corner in that one class. What class was that?
It was...
I don't remember.
Oh my gosh. It was like healthcare management, and our teacher was terrible, and he made it all fun. Sakura made my life. It's okay.
Oh my God, Sakura. Myra, you know Sakura.
Yeah, I met her at your guys' graduation.
Oh yeah. You'll never forget her.
So, Corinne, yeah, Myra was at her graduation. It was so... It's crazy how
Life
works.
It was the first time I ever went that far up north. Like, I've never been to Sacramento. Like, I only know, like, you know, San Francisco. So I was like, oh, Sacramento. And then I was like, wait, you guys are an hour away from Sacramento. So it was cool. It was cool seeing a different city. Right. I enjoyed my weekend there.
And is there anything that you're doing differently, like at home? Or do you have ample time to stay creative? Are you picking up any new hobbies or anything like that?
Okay, so
uh-oh.
Turns out that my beautiful boyfriend turns out to be a huge nerd, and we both downloaded World of Warcraft.
I love it. That's always exciting.
Awesome.
And that does sound like fun. I know, it brings some light to this craziness that's going on around the world. Well, best of luck with everything. Keep in touch. And if you're ever in LA, like I said,
hit us up.
Of course.
We'll take
you
around.
Thank you guys for having me on.
Of course.
You're welcome.
And then we'll keep you updated when this gets uploaded. I believe it's going up tomorrow.
Good stuff.
Tomorrow,
I'll share.
All right.
All righty. Thank you
good.
So much.
Yeah, y'all have a great night.
What's your name?
Jessica.
And
where are you calling from?
I'm calling from North Las Vegas, Nevada.
What was that?
Come and call.
Oh my gosh.
That sounded like a straight up robot. It was like,
I thought the government was already tapping us. I'm like, how do they know what I'm going to say?
Oh, I'm sure they're, yeah.
Probably.
They're tapping us. They're tapping us because we're talking about coronavirus. we're going to get into some conspiracies at the end of the segment.
Oh, God.
But...
No, I can control myself.
How's the city vibe? How's everything with the quarantine? Are people taking it seriously?
I think so. I mean, it seems pretty normal, though. Like, I haven't been to the strip personally. My boyfriend did, like, a week ago, and he said there was still, like, some people out. Everything is, yeah, probably just like driving behind the strip. I don't think he means on the strip.
Oh,
down the streets, like the back streets.
Yeah,
because everything is closed. I work at the mall there on the strip. It's been closed, but like on the streets, like people are still driving around. I think to get stuff, but I haven't noticed like a lot of cars like parked like on the streets and stuff. You know, you always see them parked like on just like on the street randomly, you know, people were you know, working or you're getting out, you're going somewhere. So people are doing, I guess, like drive-throughs or just going to work or to wherever they have to go.
So no one's really going to like Hakkasan or XS nightclub.
No, it's honestly all the night. Again, that's funny you say that about Hakkasan. I know, I have an insight about that.
What?
No, they like
insider
spoiler, just kidding. they fired all their employees, honestly. A lot of places here in Vegas, that's what they kind of did, like at the casinos too. They kind of just like fired everybody.
Oh man.
Once this is all over, if you want your job back, you have to go through the whole hiring process again. I'm not sure why. I think some of it's because they want them to be able to claim unemployment.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure 100% if that's why.
The logistics,
I know for sure that my boss, his son was like a security guard or something there at Hakkasan, and he got fired, so...
Wow, that's insane.
That's insane.
Like, a lot of people kind of are going crazy around here. Like people, I guess if you think about it, a lot of people are getting like fired rather than just, you know,
laid off.
Rather than just not working. Like with my job, they haven't said like, oh, you're fired. It's like whenever everything goes back to normal, obviously I have my job. It's there. It's fine. They've even paid for like the first 3 weeks for us, but.
Yeah.
All the casinos, those people, they're all fired. So I can imagine those people are probably panicking, you know, like thinking about what are they going to do. So I feel bad.
That's crazy.
And I mean, I haven't really looked into it. And I know that the Uber services and like taxi services were huge in Las Vegas. Is Uber still happening right now?
I mean, I don't know about Uber for sure because I haven't taken it anywhere, but like I have done Postmates and like Uber Eats a couple times.
Okay.
And so people are still doing that.
I can see that happening, like Uber Eats. I mean, they're still kind of connected with Uber Uber drivers, right?
Yeah.
They do the same thing. I haven't done any of that. Actually, yes, I have. What am I talking about?
Yeah, I got food delivered today. I mean, it was the first time I did it.
Was it like steak and lobster?
No.
Like, has anything really drastically changed in your life since the quarantine?
I mean, not
was
mine.
Issued?
Not mine, because I stay at home with my kids all the time anyways.
So are you enjoying your time with your kids at home? Or is it driving you crazy?
On the record, I'm enjoying my time.
Aww.
No, I mean, look, usually I work like 3 or 4 days. So like at least I get 15 minute breaks when I'm at work.
Yeah.
And I
can
eat by myself and I can go to the bathroom by myself. But like they're just always around.
Wow.
They're pointing at me and they always want to eat. Like, I feel like I'm about to go cook my 10th meal of the day here and I'm running out of ideas.
Aww.
And like, you go to the store and you can't find everything at one store. And so I'm going on this scavenger hunt that I didn't want to be a part of.
Oh my God. It's like, what's next? You guys want Lunchables? Because that's all you're getting.
I cut up lunch meat sometimes.
If they're even available, dude. Nothing's available at stores.
And like, for it's hard. Us, going to Target is like our time out. Because like, my kids go crazy. So like, we just go out to anywhere. So like, now we can't go anywhere. I'm lucky I have a backyard though, but...
Yeah, that's so good. Like, when you go grocery shopping, are you guys also out of toilet paper and essential products?
Yeah,
or?
I mean, like, the first week, everything was out everywhere. It was really crazy. So I remember the day the day, like it pretty much started with St. Patrick's Day. Happy belated, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Wait, so your quarantine, like your situation started on St. Patrick's Day over there in Vegas?
I went to work on the 16th and I was gonna have to work the next day, and they kept changing it. Like they kept making the day shorter and shorter and shorter. And then finally, like, I think it was the president announced that he was just going to close everything for 2 weeks. That was the beginning part. And so that's when they sent out an email, actually, Nordstrom did, saying that they were closing all the stores. So we all started sending in our group chat, like, yeah, we know. So yeah, it started on that day. I went to go find a bunch of stuff and get up early. And like, if you got up early, you could get some stuff. But like now the stores are restocked with meat. Water, which wasn't there before, but toilet paper is still really hard to come by. So if I'm at a store and I see one, I just grab one.
Well, there you go.
Never know. And like, well, yeah. So I'm allowed to take one, y'all.
There you go.
But are they also setting limits out there? Because I know here in LA, it's like you can only get one thing of hand sanitizer. And I'm like, but what if I need 10?
I haven't even seen hand sanitizer. Me neither. Here, first of all.
Oh my gosh.
They're setting limits for sure. Like in the beginning, I saw it was like, you know, 2 toilet papers, 4 packs of wipes. And now it's literally like one water, one toilet paper. But what I want to know is like some toilet paper comes in a 12 pack and some comes in a 4. So like, that's not fair that I only get 1 4 pack.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Toilet paper math over here.
Right, it doesn't equal out.
No, it doesn't.
And so are you picking up any new hobbies? Are you what are you doing to stay creative? I know you have your children around, but are you doing anything for fun?
I mean, I wish. I'm just cleaning my house a lot, like during the day. I've been like getting rid of a lot of stuff. Like, believe it or not, people are still trying to like get things through Facebook groups, like moms groups and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, so people are still like asking for handouts and stuff. Like I sold a baby seat, and then like this other girl wanted something and she told me she didn't have money.
I need to know about the side hustle because I need to start doing it.
Well, like I'm saying, then this other girl, she asked me and she was like, how much? And I forget how much I said. It was like stupid low amount. And then she messaged
100.
Me, like, she's like, I can't afford anything. And I was like, fine, whatever. Like, if you come pick it up, you can have it.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just want a lot of stuff out of here. And I mean, I feel like
mothers supporting mothers.
Well, right now should be the time that we should all be doing this anyways, you know?
Oh, I love that. That is a really good positive message. And I think it's true. So you mentioned that you're in these groups. So you're back in these mom groups?
Yeah.
Well, because didn't you leave at one point?
Oh yeah, I did.
Not to put you on blast, because you don't have to talk about it. We can edit this out if you want.
I'm just saying, like, they were so biased and stupid, and then I found this other one, and it's okay. I mean, they're still stupid sometimes. Like, the drama is addicting sometimes.
I love it.
This girl invited me to this other one where they help each other here and Las Vegas. My biggest thing is like, I don't mind like doing stuff like this, but almost every time these people flake on you. So they like are like, oh yeah, can I meet you, and then they don't come or they don't text you, and it's just like, why did I just waste my time doing all
right
getting so, ready so,
so
like,
give us an insight about what this is, because I know we're mentioning groups, but where do you create these groups and how?
It's just on Facebook. I don't have one. I'm sure everybody has their own. That's what it seems like they don't like the rules, they just make their own group. But
oh wow.
You basically just, you know, you make a group. I'm pretty sure we had one back in the day. It just means like all your friends can communicate on one page together, you know? But I don't know. These moms groups are just different things, like usually trading stuff or giving away stuff or selling it cheap. Or there's one I'm in that's not even like a mom's group, but it's Las Vegas, like women's group. So like we talk about weird stuff. And I don't know, sometimes these girls get way too weird. And like there's a bunch of swingers out here in Vegas apparently.
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
Oh,
all right.
Well, we'll invite you to that segment. Or maybe not.
In the future. So one last thing, Jessica, because all this quarantine experience, is there one thing that you miss from the outside world?
Yeah, just going eating and not having to cook the food. Like, I mean, I've done takeout, but
yeah,
like, I like going to we call it sweet tomatoes out here, but y'all know it by soup plantation.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I don't know. I like going there with my kids.
They call it, wait, it's really called sweet tomatoes.
Oh, wait, I think I have seen it over there.
Tomatoes in Las Vegas.
Sweet tomato, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah. So what's your favorite thing about sweet tomatoes?
No, it's just like the salad bar, you know, like making your own salad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm picky about ranch. So it's not like buy Hidden Valley Ranch and put it on my salad at home and it's going to be the same. It's not.
Jessica and I are very saucy.
Saucy?
I mean, Franklin, I think about how many sauces you put on your tacos.
He still does that.
Marinara. Who puts sweet and sour? Who puts buttermilk ranch on a taco?
Ew.
I don't know.
First of all, this was like more than 7 years ago, maybe even more, when like we were partying hard. And I mean, you guys can all relate. Everyone can relate when you're out and you're partying and like the only thing open is Jack in a Box.
Yes.
Well, I was a saucy person. I would order my soft tacos with sometimes no cheese, no lettuce. But I would always be at the end like, okay, can I have ranch, marinara, barbecue sauce? And then I would mix it all together. Not like all at once.
Mm,
I would
eat yes, it. You kind of would sometimes.
Really?
That's why I'm like, I don't mind you having sauce.
But just a little bit too much sauce.
Look, guys, we all have our days.
We'd be ripping on him, man.
But this is not about me. This is about you, Jessica.
I'm sorry. I like barbecue.
Right, but I did want to cover one last thing. There are viral pictures going around Facebook of places boarding up and like high-end stores kind of boarding up with like big plywood. Have you seen any of that? Is that just a rumor? Is that true? Because it seems like it was going around the strip.
Here in Vegas.
I'm really
looking puzzled right now. Sorry. No, I'm like, what are you talking about? Should I be boarding my house?
I know you're scaring her.
Don't mean to scare you, but I know the Venetian, I believe, got boarded up. At least their entrances did. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. I haven't, like I said, I have not been down there. Maybe me and Bobby will just take like a ride down there in our car just to, you know.
Give us an inside scoop.
Yeah, of course. You know, be safe the whole time, of course. But I wouldn't doubt it because the next thing that comes to mind is like people looting and being crazy like that. But like that video that you posted, Franklin, about when it looked like a ghost town in Vegas, and there were security guards around. So I'm sure they do have security posted at every little place. But they probably have those boards for like, you know, when there's anything happening, like any sort of disaster.
Yeah.
Whatever. So I guess they just put them up. I don't know, man. I guess I got to go check it out for you. Where I'm at, I'm like 20 minutes away from the strip. But anything like suburban, like this city, like more like, neighborhood area.
Yeah.
That's all still going. I mean, you can't go into a Taco Bell. You can't go into any restaurant. You know, it's all drive-through stuff. But
it's crazy.
There's no boards on anything like around here.
Yeah. Was there anything else that you would like to share with us before we disconnect?
Oh my gosh, no. I don't know. I got kind of sad. Disconnect. I just miss you.
Miss you too, Jessica.
I know.
And let me just say that this thing, like, it's okay, everybody. You can feel sad that it ruined stuff, okay?
It did.
It ruined it. My friends were actually, well, not Myra, because she had already flaked, but my friends were like,
oh, let's put her on blast.
On her own show.
But she did flake.
Look, it's okay, because now you have an opportunity to make it up.
No, I do want to make it up. I want to go to Vegas. I want to go to a pool party.
Yeah.
How much fun did we have?
That was so much fun.
In the summer, so.
Wait, Jessica, I was supposed to be in Vegas right now with you, celebrating your birthday.
Damn.
Yeah. We would have gone out. What's right now? Friday. Oh my gosh, we would have gone out today and tomorrow. One of these nights, we would have gone and had a wet night.
Yes.
A wet night.
I don't know that everyone knows what a wet night
AKA
is.
AKA a pool party. In Vegas terms. But no, definitely once it's over, the first place we're going to head to is Vegas and go to a pool party because it's a must. So...
yeah,
I mean, unless it's during the winter time, then I don't think.
Well, yeah,
actually,
no, we still do it.
We could
they
hit
have
up a
heated
pool.
Pools.
No, yeah, they do. The Cosmopolitan has
there
a heated
you go.
Pool and an
there
ice
you
skating
go.
Ring.
We'll go there.
All right, Jessica, your birthday was like 2 days ago.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday again.
Oh, and thank you. You were so sweet about the...
What? Bedroom. Oh, wait. Let's explain to everyone what happened.
I was literally just messing around. I just thought, like, let me just say, here's my Venmo. Everybody send me a dollar. I'm like, dude, even if I got like 10, 20 people send me a buck, I could go buy some booze and, you know, get drunk, whatever. And then, like, Franklin sent me $10, and, like, my sister's friend sent me $10, and, like, somebody, I don't know, I got $26, so.
Hey, that's good.
There you go.
I know, I need to go re-up, so there you go.
Oh, well, happy birthday,
Jessica.
Once we get the opportunity to go to Vegas,
we'll be there.
We'll buy you some drinks.
I know. Let's hope that this whole thing is cleared up by the time for your B-Day.
I know. Yeah, I doubt it, but we'll see.
Wow. All right, Jessica, good night. Have a good night.
Okay, good night.
Bye.
Love you. We love you. Bye. Take care.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Happy Friday.
Well, Myra, happy you kind Friday. Of already said her name, but who are you?
I'm Jay Sandra. But
do you want to go by Jay Sandra or Jay?
Yes, Jay.
Okay. And you are currently located?
I am currently sitting in my home in Jefferson Park, which is in LA.
Nice.
So how's this quarantine going for you?
Like, what's up? What's happening?
How is it going for you?
It's been really interesting. I'm an essential worker.
Okay.
So I am still going to work some days. I'm able to work from home most of the time because I am a supervisor and I do more administrative work than anything. And the case managers on site are the ones who really have to be there every day.
Oh, wow.
But because I'm a cool boss, you know, I don't want to just work from home every day because I feel like if I'm requiring my staff to be there, then I should be there too sometimes, you know. So, but mostly I've been at home. My best friend was quarantining with me.
Oh,
well, yeah. If you don't mind, Jay, I kind of want to circle back to what you're doing with work. Because I know you mentioned case management, and for those who don't know, I know, but what do you do? You know, what type of work are you dealing with right now?
Okay, so I actually, this is how I met Franklin. I work for PATH, People Assisting the Homeless. I started out as a case manager, but now I'm a program manager.
Look at you!
Which means, which means that I just basically supervise and manage a team of case managers at two of our sites, which are permanent supportive housing buildings. And basically, in a nutshell, that just means we house homeless people and then we link them to services and community resources. So I'm in charge of the team that does that.
Right. And let me tell you guys, the type of work that they do is so amazing. And it is essential. So I'm glad that, you know, I'm not happy that everyone's going to work, but
yeah.
I'm glad that we have people like you who are willing to take on these tasks to obviously assist the homeless in our communities here in Los Angeles. So that's
amazing. Thank you. Yeah, it's a very vulnerable population. As you can imagine, we do house a lot of people who don't have access to income or benefits. And
wow.
So a lot of those folks are just stuck at home with no food, even though they have shelters. So a lot of the case managers have been working overtime tirelessly, going to grocery stores. I had one case manager the other day, he made a shopping trip to 5 different stores.
Wow.
To feed his clients. And his wife actually went with him on those trips because, you know, a lot of the essential items that we're looking for have limits on them now.
Yeah.
And so if he's shopping for 24 clients, he can't get enough food for everybody. So his wife even pitched in and tried to, like, stand in line with him to get more food, you know? So we're just, like, really tapping into every resource that we have available to cover that food insecurity right now.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
I didn't even think about it.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Like the fact that like people are struggling and just finding essential items.
The basic essentials, yeah.
The basic stuff. Toilet paper. I found a contact within our organization.
Ooh, what? She got contacts.
Who had toilet paper.
Oh my goodness.
So I just picked up 80 rolls of toilet paper.
Wow.
And I was like, we cannot find any.
And now Jay is a dealer of toilet paper.
Exactly.
Catch me outside.
Hey Jay, so just curious. So I know we're all experiencing the same quarantine at the same time, but when did yours actually begin? Like, when did you actually start like working from home and all that?
Oh, it's been about 2.5 weeks now.
Oh, oh, wow. Okay.
I feel like Kath was really on top of everything. And I noticed on our conference calls and mm-hmm. even when we have calls with other agencies, mm-hmm. like Kath really like hit the ground running.
All right. So Jay, you did mention that you were quarantined with a friend. How did that go? And how did you guys stay busy? And what did you do?
Yeah. So like I said, it's been maybe 2.5 weeks since the quarantine started. So it's my best friend. She came over to my place and we were trying to stay busy with like, well, I've been working out and reading and stuff like that. But,
nice.
And she's been doing the same. But I'm in a studio apartment. So, and I'm also a person who like, after a while, I need my space. I was like, I totally get you. I think that I need my apartment. So
get out.
No, I said it with love.
You know, that's one thing that's really good about you, Jay, is that you're very honest, and I think you do it in a very nice way. So I'm sure you handled that with class.
Yeah, you know, I do my very best to always make sure that I'm nice and I speak with love. And so I did do it in a soft way. And, you know, so I have my space back now. And it's only been a couple days, I think, since I've had the place to myself again. And I gotta say, like, I don't mind being alone. I think this quarantine has really taught me that I'm a true ambivert. And so...
Yeah,
I really enjoy my own company, and
I do
and
too.
I feel like I'm more productive when I'm by myself. I'm not sure why, but I noticed like even in the last couple of days, I've been more productive, like with my workouts and staying on top of like my schedule.
Yeah,
So I really do. I like this alone time. I like the time to reflect.
What type of workouts are you getting into? Because I know a while back you mentioned that. You wanted to become a Zumba instructor. Are you still touching into Zumba, or did you change up? Because I'm still trying to do it too.
Myra, I feel like you're calling me out. They don't know this, but I actually, so guys that's listening, I actually got licensed as a Zumba instructor.
So you did get licensed. Okay.
Yeah, probably like a year ago though, and I have not.
It's been a while, because I remember you mentioned it to me a while ago, so that's why I'm like touching back. I'm like, okay, so what happened with that?
I'm terrible. I haven't led a class yet.
Jay, okay. I'm ready to take that class once we're done with this quarantine.
Me too.
Myra and I will,
you know what?
We'll promote your business. We'll go and dance with you at any time.
Yeah, I would love that. You know, my friend actually told me that I should start a virtual one while
you should.
No, and that's why I'm asking, because like for this quarantine, like I took one dance class so far virtually. I did it through IG Live, and it was Debbie Allen. It was like
I did that class.
Did you do that one too? Was it the salsa one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sweet. Yeah, I did the same one, and she was like, "Oh, and then on Friday we're gonna have a tap dancing class," because I used to dance, and I forgot all about it. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm gonna. I might try. I'm just so nervous and shy.
Oh no,
shy.
I am. A lot of my friends don't believe me, but I really get anxiety when I have to be in front of.
Yeah. No, it's totally understandable, but.
So we're going to touch on that. We're definitely going to touch on that. Remind us about that moment. But you did mention something about having time to reflect. And so what kind of inspiration are you inspired? Do you feel like once we get out of this, there's going to be a whole new wave of inspiration for you? Tell us a little bit more about what your thoughts are.
Yeah, I definitely think that this time away from society mm-hmm. has also shown me how much like I really enjoy performing. Like I do miss singing and doing shows with my friends and playing with my band. And so I think that if nothing else, coming out of this quarantine is going to really propel me to want to do more shows. Mm-hmm. Just because I miss it so much. And now it's like, I don't think I'm going to take that for granted anymore.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up, Jay. I kind of want to let the world know, what do you do on the side? We all know you're very talented. What else do you do besides being a program manager?
Okay, so I like to tell people that I'm a social worker by day.
and naughty at night.
And maybe a little naughty, but I don't get paid to be naughty. I am actually a singer, actress.
Yes.
And so tell us, what kind of features have you been on? I know I've seen you on TV before. I think I recently saw you not too long ago on the Geico commercial.
Yes, I am on right now. A Geico commercial is airing. It's mostly on ESPN. You can find it there.
Oh, I don't watch sports, so I'll probably have to look it up on YouTube. Yeah.
She's on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, you can look it up on YouTube. I think if you search it on YouTube, you just type Geico NHL because it was
for hockey.
It originally aired for hockey.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the hockey season. So it'll come up if you just type those words in.
Yeah.
So that's the acting stuff. I feel like since I moved to LA, I've been doing more commercials than anything. Mm-hmm. So I'm on commercials, and then musically, I am with the band. I'm singing behind as background vocals for Andre Simone, who was the bass player and close friend to Prince.
Oh man.
Yeah, so nice. That's a huge blessing. It's been great working with him. We actually got to perform at Paisley Park for New Year's Eve.
That's where you were on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, I went to Prince's house.
No way.
Okay, this is going that's into a whole deal. Other. That's a big deal. So, what was that like?
Oh my God, it was so much fun. It was so much fun. For those who don't know, Paisley Park is located in Minneapolis. So, it's not far from my hometown. I'm from Chicago. So, it was nice because I was able to go home for Christmas and. Nice. Spent a few days with family, and then they flew me from Chicago to Minneapolis to meet up with the rest of the band. And we had about maybe 3 days in Minneapolis, and we had a lot of rehearsal time because we really wanted to get our set perfect. So it was amazing. And like when you first pull up to Paisley Park, we went at during the daytime for a sound check and everything, but then we went back at night and everything was lit up in purple. It was so cool. Everything was lit in purple. We did the show. We sang with so many people, like basically anybody who was close to Prince and a part of his legacy got a set, and so they performed that night. So it was like a huge
that's a
lineup.
Big thing. Congrats.
Yeah, his brother actually hosted. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really. And then after the party, they had food, and you know, Prince, one of his favorite things to eat was like pancakes, so they had the pancake breakfast.
I love pancakes.
So it was really cute. It was really sweet.
That's
I mean,
so
literally.
Awesome.
Yeah, really, literally.
I mean, but let's also, I know like you don't put this on blast, but you've also gone to Kanye's church. And
yes. You've been a part of Sunday services.
I mean, seriously, Jay came from
I'm
Chicago. No, she's not.
I wasn't part of it, but I have been.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Scratch that.
But I think one of the biggest things that I really like about Jay is that she literally came from Chicago and was like, you know what? I'm going to try to pursue what I like and what I, you know, and start auditioning. And with that, like when I was working at Path with her, there were moments at lunchtimes that she would be like, Franklin, I really need your help. Can we go ahead and record like something so I can send this video in?
Yes.
So I will never forget this one moment that Jay was like, I need your assistance. Like, let's just do this in our little kitchen area. And I'm going to record a video to send in for an audition. So what do you remember of that day, Jay? And like, it's just...
I think it was very random. I'm a very random person.
Oh, me too.
So no judgment
know, I don't
there.
Know if my I don't know if my coworkers were like expecting that that day, but we literally shot like a little scene in the kitchen area at work. And I mean, shout out to good coworkers who turn into friends. Like, I mean, I needed, it was a last minute thing. And sometimes, you know, it's like I'm living double lives. And so sometimes I really don't have time to do a self-tape audition if I'm working all day. And so I really needed help, and we got in the kitchen, and I remember I wore like a book bag for a prop because I was I was playing like a student somewhere.
Yeah.
And Franklin was feeding the line. Oh my God. What I do remember is that Franklin and my other coworkers were so nervous to help me.
Because Franklin nervous? What?
Yes. Franklin had to read the lines, and you would have thought he was going to be on camera. Like, he was shaking.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He was so nervous. And I was like, Franklin, you do realize they're only going to hear you, not see you.
Well, that's why I selected to do podcasts, not videos.
Wow.
But it was so cool of you to like help me that day, and you know, just like dive right in and be like, okay, we're doing it
with you too. Like, I get really nervous before, like, either whether it's performing or doing anything major, but then when it comes down to it, like, I'll get it done, and then at the end it's really rewarding. Like, I really enjoy you know, the creative arts and things that we do to stay
Because we're ex-theater students, we're ex-theater theater students, and you know, meeting people that also venture in the same creative space, like, it feels nice, you know?
Yeah. I mean, performing arts took over our life for, what, 3-4 years in high school for us, Myra?
For a long time.
So, like, when I met Jay, I was like, oh my God, it's like another person in our theater class.
Like, we felt so normal. Like, it was so,
so connected. Yeah.
It was a natural connection for sure. Yeah.
And, yeah, so let's transition to a more positive part also, you know, with the epidemic going on, or pandemic now, and the coronavirus kind of affecting the world, we kind of would love to showcase some of your singing to bring some positivity to the world. If that's okay with you.
I would love that. I would love that.
And so tell us, like, what kind of songs kind of keep you going nowadays with everything going on?
Well, you know, I always like to lean into music that has a positive message. And a lot of the artists that I listen to, like, I rarely listen to any new artists. So a lot of people, you know, who are out right now and who are popular and on the radio,
mainstream.
I don't really know a lot of their music. But I do love to listen to a lot of soul, a lot of R&B, a lot of just any kind of music that uplifts. That's the kind of music that I'm into, and that's the kind of music that I want to put out. So we actually lost like a legend today. Withers. Yeah, Bill Withers passed away. He was like 81, I think.
And he sang like the classic.
He sang
that wasn't
a lovely day. He sang Lean on Me.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, he's a lot of his music had, like so many other artists from his time, had such a strong message, and it was so pointed at, the lyrics were so pointed at things that were actually happening at the time. And it's so crazy because even now, a lot of the lyrics are still relevant.
Right.
So it really just talks about, you know, it just shows the way that the world evolves, and also the way that it doesn't evolve, and somehow things seem to be the same. Even decades later, you know, so.
Right. And those songs are like the best because you can play them at any time, and they're still relevant.
And it's still relevant, and it still touches everybody regardless of your background and where you come from. It's like music is the thing that unites us all, and it's a universal language. And so I think that's why I love it so much, is because, like, right now we're all experiencing the same type of trauma,
right?
And we're all experiencing it in different ways and on different levels, but I feel a sense of, even though everything is kind of sad and scary right now, I always feel a sense of solidarity. And I love how we always, as a human race, pull together and really show love towards each other when we're going through times.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, with that said, what song are you going to be singing for us today?
I mean, it's only right. I'll do a little piece of the Lean On Me.
Build. All right, go for it.
And I think, you know, if you guys know it, join in. If you're listening to sing along, I'd like to usually have an interactive audience, but since we're virtual, I'm okay. Going to imagine a room full of people holding hands.
I love this. And then I'll be off to the side of recording you like the old days.
Yes. So I'll just do a little bit of it. It goes, sometimes in our lives, we all have pain. We all have sorrow. But if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend, and I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Sing with me, lean on me.
Yeah.
When you're not strong, I'll be your friend, and I'll help you carry on.
Get it.
It won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. And that's the song.
Yay! I love that.
Yeah. My God. It's a great, I mean, it's perfect for right now. I mean, other than the part that says lean on me because we cannot touch, stay 6 feet away. Social distancing, people. But we can lean on each other in spirit.
And now, Jay, thank you so much for that song. It was really...
That was so beautiful. Thank you.
I know that you're always writing. Do you have any songs of your own that you're working on right now?
I'm glad you asked. So I actually just started working on my debut
Okay.
EP.
What?
Yeah. So I'm working with, shout out to Chris Ray with 1245 Productions.
Ooh.
He's actually an amazing human who has really been pushing me in the studio and is doing an amazing job producing a few tracks with me. I finished my first single, which is going to be releasing pretty soon. I would say within the next few weeks. We kind of got thrown off with the coronavirus situation. But we are done. All he needs to do is just like put the finishing touches on it. And then I'm going to do my my artwork that I want to release with it. And yeah, that'll be out pretty soon. And it's called Addiction.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Addiction.
Addiction. And actually, I... co-wrote it with another artist by the name of Vintage. She's amazing. You guys should look her up. V-E-N-T-A-G-E.
I love it.
Nice.
So there's this video going around on TikTok, and obviously it's being uploaded everywhere. And it's pretty much this guy who's showcasing the different voices of singers. And I know that I sent it to you, and I was wondering if maybe we can go over it and see if maybe you, I'll put you up to the challenge and see if you can cover some of it.
Oh, let's see if we can do it.
So what song do you want to choose? What song should we use?
I think if we just did something silly would be cool. Like, what's like a nursery rhyme?
Oh yeah.
A nursery rhyme?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do a nursery rhyme.
Mary, Mary, what's that song?
Oh, Mary Had a Little Lamb. That's okay. Perfect. Okay, let's do that.
Mary Had a Little, is a lamp or lamb?
It's a lamb, Franklin. She did not have a lamp to carry around for lighting. She actually had a lamb.
Wow.
Because it's actually biblical, people.
Jesus
is the lamb. Franklin is going to church with me on Sunday, guys.
I know. Take him.
Sorry, guys. I skipped church.
I skipped that part of life.
Oh, my God. That was such a good moment.
HIPAA.
Oh, God, guys. So, like, the reason we're saying a HIPAA
sorry.
Is because
Insider.
Insider drunk.
They don't
jokes.
Get to know.
No, pretty they much don't get to don't know.
Violate the HIPAA.
Don't violate HIPAA.
All right, so we're gonna give you different ways to sing, and you can use that song.
Okay.
All right, Mary, you want to start off?
Do you have your list ready? Okay. So type of singers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No vibrato.
Okay. Ooh, that's hard to not have.
Because I'm a natural singer.
I know, yeah, right. Okay. Mary had a little lamb.
Whoa.
Okay.
It's like I can't even sing in key if I don't have a problem.
So, okay.
All right, next one.
So I guess to show a very good contrast, is show us the extra riffs.
Extra riffs? Oh, I'm not a good riffer. Let's see. Mary had a little lamb.
Oh my God, I love it.
All right, next one. Next one is going to be singing like you're always in church.
Oh, okay. This is good. Mary had a little lamb.
Keep going. I love this one.
Yes, this is fun. Little lamb, Mary had a little lamb.
Ooh.
Fleece was white as snow. That's a lot of
wow, I love that.
It's like opera and gospel mixed. I don't
now,
know I
this one I might or might not be challenging. What about falsetto only?
Ooh, okay. So like Weekend, like the Weekend.
Yeah.
Only
or Michael Jackson. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, Michael Jackson. How to do that. Ooh, that was impressive.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
That was impressive. You guys, so Franklin loves to have like outbursts where he likes to like sing at random times.
It's so random.
And it never makes any sense, but he loves to do it because it's like it's in his spirit and he just wants.
But it's not about him.
Oh my God, Myra Settle Strati.
But that's
and
not
this is
it.
How do you do falsetto? Let's see. How do you do falsetto? Mary had a little lamb. Mary had a little lamb whose fleece was white as snow.
I love that one.
Me too.
What else we got?
What else? Go, Myra. Your turn.
What was the last one? What did I write?
So there's
write?
Two more. And so there's one, you know, there's always that person, and we all know this, there's always that person who can't sing, but think that they are some hot stuff. So can you?
I can think of a few people for inspiration.
So here's your stage.
Oh, okay, let's see. Mary had a little lamb, trying to go flat. Whose fleece was white as snow? It's really hard not to sing.
You're like, it's really hard to not sound good. And I guess the very last one, which I hope, I really don't think this is going to be challenging. Let's see. A person who can only hit low notes.
I live for only low notes.
Yeah.
Let's see. And I'm like, I'm literally laying down in my bed right now.
That's the magic of working from home.
I know, here we are. But I'm like, I don't know if I can do low notes while lying down. Let's see. Mary had a little lamb. Mary had a little lamb whose fleece was white as snow.
Woo! I'm giving you claps and
claps and snaps.
Yes. I'm flipping my hair, but my hair is short.
Jay, that was very relaxing.
This was such a fun segment.
This was really fun.
And I know we're going to end with, I know that you love traveling. Yes. And so do you see yourself traveling in the near future once this is done? Or do you think you're going to be one of those people that waits?
I was talking with someone about this earlier today because they were talking about all the cheap flights and all that. And I'm like, honestly, I just don't know. I feel like even after the quarantine is over and the virus is gone, the world isn't going to be the same for a while. It's not going to go back to normal. Because now we have been instilled with some type of fear.
Right.
To be afraid to just be out and live life. So I think, you know, I love to travel, but I do think I'm probably going to take some time before I get back out there and like really see the world. I think at this point, honestly, if we go until like June or July doing this, I probably would not travel again until like December, January of next year.
I'm with you.
Which is sad because I really like traveling.
I know.
But it's kind of cool because I didn't know that this all was going to happen, but I'm happy that I was able to take like trips back to back last year. So I was kind of like stocking up on trips.
And doing it all at once.
Yeah.
Doing it all at once.
Right.
Because, you know, life happens and now we're prisoners.
Well, I think we should definitely plan something big when we can all travel. Yes. Because I know your last trip, you went to New Orleans and I was supposed to join. And I wish I would have joined them.
And it was my 30th birthday, guys. The ones that are listening.
Happy birthday. I know, I missed out.
But for sure, we should go back because New Orleans is a whole different experience. I went myself 2 years ago and I was like, ever since I went, I wanted to go back.
Oh my God, yeah. So I definitely just putting it out there. Whenever you guys are ready, as long as it's not, you know, this year, but
but,
you know, New Orleans was so beautiful. I love the people, the culture, and the food. I think that, you know, I would love to see it outside of Mardi Gras season because it was very lit, and I would like to go at a time when it's like a normal weekend.
Like to go to the cemetery and go look at all the voodoo dolls, or
you might have to do that on your own. But,
but it's not all about that though. It has a lot of culture,
but I'm not.
We'll definitely explore.
I don't know if I can get into the voodoo side of it though. Ooh.
That's a whole other thing. Yeah, I don't know either.
That's the reason I remember when Myra asked me, or I believe someone else asked me if I wanted to go there. And I'm like, heck no, it scares me. There's like, there's a lot of stuff going on around there, witchcraft and stuff. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm down for that. But
you can be scared.
Well, you know what? If I go with the right people, I think I'd be fine. Like with you guys.
Yeah. Myra is so down. She really wants to get into this voodoo.
Oh yeah, she's like, voodoo.
I mean, maybe.
Have you guys ever like?
We'll see.
You guys ever seen have you been to like a psychic or whatever? Like gotten your tarot readings and stuff?
No, but I do know a friend that went a couple years ago. She went to a psychic because she really wanted to get a reading done. And apparently the psychic, I mean, a lot of the things that the psychic told her happened, or a version of it happened. So I'm like, that's some weird stuff.
I'm kind of like wishy-washy. Like, I think it's still a business. I have not done a personal reading myself, but I was present for one. And I swear the first thing that she said was, "You look like someone who likes to party and someone who has like a lot of ambition." And I'm like, "You're not telling me anything about the future." Like,
right. Like, that's literally who you are.
Like,
so weird. You're saying you would have to, like, you want to be specific and like, what can you tell me about my
right family? And but you know, yeah, I have discussed this with people that have done it before in the past, or like people that I've met throughout life, and there are people that take it very seriously. And I know there's some listeners that are listening, and I know like there's two of you at least that, you know, see people pretty regularly, and you guys believe in it. And yeah, and it's pretty crazy because they've had some real connections with the other side, you know. And but that's a, you know, that's one of those segments that will probably come out in October one time this year
for Halloween. Ooh, time?
That's actually not, you guys should have someone on your show.
There you go.
Yeah, that maybe. Cool. Yeah, that's good.
That's so exciting.
All right, Jay. Well, we don't want to take up the rest of your Friday night.
Yeah, because I have so many questions.
Well, Jay, you're famous. What other podcasts are you doing next?
Well, you know, now I have to do more because this was actually really fun.
Yay.
You know, I was thinking to my... Well, I have plenty of time to think now. So I was thinking to myself last night, I may start an ASMR podcast.
Oh my God, yes, oh my God.
Please do. You should.
Who are listening have to write in and tell Franklin and Myra whether or not I have a nice voice.
Yes.
You know what? Myra and I are thinking of doing an ASMR segment. We might do a little bit of an ASMR segment.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about it on your last episode.
Yeah, so once we get coordinated, also, and once we're out of this quarantine, maybe we could do a YouTube video together.
I would love that.
And maybe we can do like a mukbang and do an ASMR.
Let's do like one of those seafood boils.
Right. So mukbang, for those who don't know.
Oh, yes. It's not called mukbang. Oh, it's mukbang.
I've heard mukbang. It both ways. I say mukbang.
Oh, you have?
I say mukbang.
I say the video where people eat.
Yeah, where they eat.
Tomato, tomato. But pretty much what people do is they like buy a bunch of food and they sit in front of a camera and they whisper the entire time, and it's like story time.
And the thing with mukbangs is like, because I am also an avid ASMR watcher.
Oh my God, like Myra?
Me too.
I love, oh my God, I love ASMR, but I don't like the food ones. I prefer to watch the ones where you're getting your hair washed or you're doing manicure.
Yes. Oh my God. Me too. No, I do the ones where it's like if you're at a spa, you're getting treated at a spa. Yes. So there's a lot of different types out there for everyone.
You know, it really, maybe. You know, ASMR is a really dope community because it's like, it's whatever you're looking for. So some people are more into the audio, like they want to hear people eating and smacking. I'm more of like a visual person, so I literally feel like I can take a nap if I'm watching someone getting a massage.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to get the massage. But
you need to get the massage. And I'll just watch. That's a little freaky, but that's what I would like to do.
No, but I know what you mean though.
Myra
totally
gets
you.
It. For sure.
So maybe I'll definitely do that with you guys and we can test it out.
Yay.
Yeah,
I can't,
yes,
and you know, I think like now that we're talking about being creative, I think it also gives us a moment to reflect and kind of think about the opportunities that we do have in real life. You know, once we get out of this, like we can make time to be creative. But we just kind of choose not to. And I don't think it's on purpose or it's a malicious thing. It's just like we think we're so busy, but in reality, we do have the time to connect and be creative.
Mm-hmm.
We just take time for granted.
Right.
That's what it is.
And that's what I was going for. Like, I think we are taking time for granted. And I think this time is giving us an opportunity to reflect and realize what's important. And I think our creative juices are coming out again.
Because we're bored. We have to get creative.
All right, Jay, so we don't want to take up the rest of your time.
I know, 10 minutes later.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having... No, I had so much fun. We could do this for hours. I wouldn't care, but I really appreciate you guys for the opportunity.
No, thank you for coming on.
Of course.
You are the best. We had so much fun.
Anytime.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.
Please let us know where we can reach you and find all of your social media.
Yeah, thank you. So you can find me on Instagram and, well, I'm on Twitter, but I don't really use it. So reach out to me on Instagram at B, the letter B, positive 22. So letter B, the full word, positive 22. And that's where you'll see a lot of my clips. And yeah, we can connect there.
And she's always singing around town and doing karaoke and like performing everywhere.
Yeah.
So go ahead and follow, guys. I'll be tagging her for sure.
Yay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.